I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Legislation sponsored by State Representative Sarah Cambenzi establishing an insulin copay cap of $50 for a 30-day supply has passed in the State House. We had a chance to talk with Representative Cambenzi about the legislation earlier today. Here's State Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
11% of Michiganders are diabetics. Another 34% are pre-diabetics. So when you look at the chance to either have or get diabetes in your lifetime, it's about a one in two chance, 50%.
And of course, insulin, a treatment for that, this is what it ties into, is you're talking about copays for that. What's in the legislation?
So it would cap your copay at $50 a month per prescription. And most people are either on one or up to three, usually. And, you know, right now they have to either find coupons, rebates, or they have to pay out of pocket. And it, you know, one vial of insulin can cost up to about $634.
You are yourself a diabetic. Tell me a little bit about your personal connection to getting this done.
You know, the same insulin that I have been on since the late 90s that was $20 a vial is now up to that $634 cost, and it hasn't changed. So what's happening is, you know, we think that they're taking the revenue from insulin since there are so many diabetics, and they're using it for research on other things, which not a bad thing, but, you know, now diabetics are having to choose between paying their rent, buying food, or rationing their insulin, and some are even dying.
And that creates that challenge. This is all part of a bipartisan package of bills moving through the chambers that has to look at a lot of health care reform. Are there particular parts of it that you are really hoping that gets through and gets signed into law?
Yeah, I think another big one are the pharmacy benefit managers, and that really sheds light on transparency. And so when you have these middle people making deals with insurance companies and health plans, we don't really know where the money and revenue is going, but all we're seeing are the costs going up. And so we need to get a handle on that. And that's probably the next big thing in that package that really needs to move.
We're talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi this morning about the bipartisan health care reform package that is passed in the House. And you've gotten support from both sides of the aisle on all of it. And you've joined in on that. What does it look like now going to the Senate? What are the chances of it getting signed into law?
You know, it's still going to be an uphill battle because on the Senate side, you have senators that are very close to the health plans and insurance industries. And, you know, I think the insurance industries particularly have let them pass some legislation lately. Surprise billing was one where they didn't want that. And it was kind of a negotiation. So
surprise billing, you mean what? What does that legislation address?
Surprise billing, when you go to get a procedure and then you know, think that you have a $10 copay, but you actually have another bill coming from the provider.
Yep. So it's getting some pushback in the Senate. But I guess bipartisan support, though, has to mean something in this, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, this was in the governor's healthcare committee report that came out that said this is one of the things we need to fix.
That's State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.